magnify
Love
thy love.
Radio.
Let us praise thee, pray forever, glorify thy love. With me I will praise thee, pray forever, magnify thy love. I will praise thee, pray forever, glorify thy love. With me, let us praise thee, pray forever, magnify thy love. With me, let us praise thee forever, magnify thy love. Let us praise thee forever, magnify thy love. With me, I will praise thee forever, magnify thy love. I will praise thee forever. Glorify thy love with me. Let us praise thee forever. Magnify thy love. Let us praise thee together. Magnify thy love. I will praise thee forever. Glorify thy love. Let us praise thee forever, magnify thy love. Let us praise thee forever, glorify thy love. With me I will bless thee forever, glorify thy love. With me I will praise thee forever. Giving glory to thy Lord in reign. Giving glory to thy Lord in reign. In reign, in reign, in reign. Giving glory to our God in reign. Adoration, adoration to our God in reign. Adoration to our God in reign. Return to our God in reign, Jesus power, super power, super power, every other power, powerless power, but Jesus power, super 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 power, every other power, powerless power. Juju power, powerless power. Demon power, powerless power. Every other power, powerless power. By Jesus power, super power. Super power, super power, super power, super power. Super power, super power, super power. Super power, super power, super power. Super power, super power, super power, super power, by Jesus power, super power, every other power, powerless power, powerless power, by Jesus power, super 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 power. Super power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a good God. He has brought us Father, Father, by our power, by our mind, but by his spirit. Yes, we thank God. The Bible says in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. In everything, give thanks unto the Lord. Some people are waiting for Thanksgiving Day to give thanks unto the Lord. No, in everything, every day, every hour, every time, just give God glory and praise and honor. Just thank him for his goodness, for his love, for his mercy. See, I like that song by Jim Reeves. Jim Reeves, see, we thank you for your delight. We thank you for the water. We thank you for the bright sunlight. We thank you, you know, in everything, give thanks unto God. You know, some people wait till on Sunday before they give thanks unto God in the church. Good. Everything is good. We do that always. But the best thing is to give thanks unto God every time of the day. Hallelujah. The greatest thing in all my life is loving Him. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing Him. I want to know Him more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing Christ. The greatest thing in all my life is loving Him. The greatest thing in all my life is loving God. I want to love you mom. I want to love you mom. The greatest thing in all my life is loving God. Greatest thing in all my life is serving Him. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing Christ. Hallelujah. The greatest thing in our life is knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, being born again. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by Him. Yes, I thank God for all things. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bucoro, President and Founder of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries right here in Langham, Maryland, USA. Y'all welcome to this broadcast, my testimony of my life. I tell you, God has been so good to me. And right from birth to today, God has been so good to me. And I want to serve Him and love Him all my life. Oh, yes, nonstop. Hallelujah. And I want to thank as many of you that have come into this broadcast. God bless you. Thank you all for coming, for joining us in this broadcast. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. My testimony is a one of praise. Every day we have testimony. Everybody has testimony. You know, you have testimony as well. Everyone has testimony. Don't tell me you don't have testimony. When you woke up this morning, it's a testimony. You were able to eat food, it's a testimony. You were able to put on clothes, it's a testimony. That you went to work and came back home is a testimony. That you became a Christian, a born-again child of God, you have hope to go to heaven when you die, is a testimony. That God healed you is a testimony. God delivered you, God provided for you when you have nothing. God made a way where they, these are all testimonies. You know, sometimes people think when you have billions of dollars, that is when you testify. No. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the blind say I can see. Let the deaf say I can hear. Oh, yes, testify of His goodness. to blow your trumpet in Zion. Blow your trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow it high on the holy mountain. Blow your trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow it right now. Blow your trumpet in Zion. No one is going to blow your trumpet for you. You got to blow your trumpet yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I want to thank God for bringing me thus far, not by my power, not by my grace, not by my strength, but by his grace. Actually, I was born in October 9, 1958, in Abioyo Hospital, Ibadan, Nigeria. My mother told me that the pastor who came to pray for me and herself in the hospital told her, he said, this child is a child of God. He's a servant of God. He's going to serve God. And my name, my native name was pronounced right there. My native name, he gave me the name Benga. Benga means God lifts me up. The full pronunciation is Olubenga or Oluwagbemiga or Olubenga. But the full meaning is God lift me up. God lift me up. Yes. And as I look back into my whole life, I found out that actually that name is really my life, because by my personal struggle, I don't get things done. But when I begin to pray and ask God for help, God start helping me from north, east, west, and south. You know, somebody sang a song, I don't, on the cross. I don't know why he loves me. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he satisfied my son. You know, on the cross. See, I don't know why Jesus loves me. See? And that's a good song. And so as I look back in my life, I say, yes, the pastor gave me that name at Adeoye Hospital Ibadan, where I was born October 9, 1958. That pastor is a prophet. I know he knew what he was doing when he gave me that name. And as I look back into my life, I see that that name is real. Olubenga. Olubenga is my native Yoruba name that was given to me when I was born. And Olubenga means God lifts me up. God help me, or God lifts me up. And of course, God is the one that lifts us up. Psalm 3, King David said, in the glory and the lifter of my head. That's King David in Psalm 3. God is the glory and the lifter of my head. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art ashamed to me, my glory and the lifter of my head. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. Is the glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art ashamed for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. That's Psalm 3. King David sang that song in Psalm 3. Yes, Psalm 3. Yes, but Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. See, Psalm 3, verse 3. See, God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3, verse 3. God is the glory and the lifter of my head in Psalm of David. Oh, yes. The devil wants to beat your head down. So you carry long faces around. And, you know, devil wants to beat people's head down. But thank God, God is the glory and the lifter of our head. God is a promoter. He's an uplifter. He's an upgrader. God is not going to beat your head down and he will walk around with long faces. No, God is not like that. Look at it, Psalm 3, verse 3. He said, oh God, you are the glory and the lifter of my head. God is the glory and the lifter of my head. See, I tell you, we can't do nothing except God help us. Human strength by strength shall no man prevail. You know, so we give glory to God because we see his hand every day. We see his moves and all the things he does. And when I got saved in 1977, I was sick and dying. The hospitals have no answer to my problem. Nobody could cure me. My parents took me everywhere. I couldn't get a cure. I was dying and coughing blood. But God intervened through the prayers of some Christians. And I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I got saved. And since then, I have followed Jesus Christ all the way through. And I can see the goodness of the Lord. You know, his healing power, healing grace upon my life. Many times I have been in situations where someone else would come out of that situation. I remember 2015, I was preaching in a place in Baltimore Avenue, Maryland. And the people died. I had a crowd. There was a crowd of people. And my legs were hurting before then, but all of a sudden my knees caved in. The two knees actually broke. And I could no longer stand. I could no longer walk. I was in the hospital for 3 months. I thought I would never walk again, but I'm walking and running and doing everything. And do you know, while I was in the hospital, I was told by the doctor, he said, Steven, God really loves you so much. Some people go through this and they are paralyzed. They can never walk again. But you are coming out. You're going to walk. You're going to run. You're going to jump. And I say, God, I give you the glory, because many times we go through these things and we think by our power we came out. It's not by our power. It's God. It's just God's grace. Someone else. While I was in the hospital for 3 months, I was lying down there receiving medications and treatments. And people were dying in the hospital left and right. They would ring a bell, and the announcement is that someone is dying somewhere inside that same hospital. And it happened like that so many times. People were dying left and right, front and back. You know, scripture says, Psalm 91, say, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 by thy right hand side, but it shall not come near thy dwelling. You know, Psalm 91, that's my address. That's where I live. I live in Psalm 91. According to your faith, be it unto you. I live in Psalm 91. You know, the number of your days God will fulfill. And then he said, with long life will I satisfy you. That's Psalm 91. Psalm 90 verse 10 said, the number of your days God will fulfill. Then Psalm 91 verse 16 said, with long life will I satisfy you. God has promised us long life and prosperity. God didn't promise us untimely death. God didn't say we shall die like fowl, like chicken on the roadside. No. God, Psalm 91 verse 16, say God said, I have blessed you with life and life more abundantly. The number of your days I will fulfill. That's the word of God. I live in Psalm 91. The arrow that flies by day shall not meet me, neither shall the terror that moveth by night, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Neither shall you know, all these things that happen, you know, according to your faith, be it unto you. And he said, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 by thy right hand side, but it shall not come near thee. Read Psalm 91. And I want to tell you, I want you to change your address. your home is Psalm 91. I want you to live in Psalm 91. That's a special prayer for you right there. You got to live in Psalm 91. You that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See? We live in Psalm 91. You got to live in Psalm 91. That's where we belong. That's where we live. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the height. I don't want to thank God for his provision, for his mercy, for his favor and grace. You know, many times we don't even have anything. My wife, my daughter, my family, and everybody. Sometimes we don't even have anything at all. But God provides. He meets our needs. He says, I will supply your needs according to my own riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's the supplier of all our needs, our great provider. I remember Abraham. Abraham said, God shall provide. And of course, God really provided. According to your faith, be it unto you. You know, the just shall live by faith. Say we are doing secular job. The secular job, how much are you really getting? You know, we're not going to live by secular job. God is our provider. You know, the secular jobs, how much are they really paying? That will be enough. That will be enough to do everything. See, so ultimately, God is the provider. God is He, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai. You know, He's our source. He's the supplier of all our needs. According to, my God shall supply all of our needs. According to his riches in glory, he shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God, I supply all of my needs. According to his riches in glory, he has given his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Oh, yes. I also want to thank God for the radio ministry he has given to me. Right from after my conversion in 1977, I knew that my recalling was that of an evangelist and a Bible teacher and a prophetic ministry God gave to me, and not so much of pastoral work or pastoring church per se, but God has used me in various places and various nations and various countries. And if you're talking about pastoral ministry, it's in another form. It's in the form of reaching out to the people with the word of God that brings salvation, healing, and deliverance. A little bit of pastoral ministry, but lately it became more clearer that my place in ministry is that of an apostle, prophet, and a Bible teacher. It became clear, and everybody around me knows that. Apostle, prophet, and Bible teacher. It became very, very clear, and I talked to it, I stayed with it. And I found out that it was very relevant. And I could see God do things in and around me and to many people. I give him glory and praise for that. And then finally, he gave me the radio and the television ministry, the internet radio and internet TV, which we are running every week, especially on the weekends. We broadcast to nations. I tell you, God is doing great things. Millions of people hear us preach and teach every weekend And we get emails, we get calls, we get testimonies, we get prayer requests, and people calling for help from all over the world. Nations we couldn't have reached through this radio and TV ministry, we've been able to reach them. I tell you, as I look at the statistics, the report, I found out that God is doing even greater things through this radio and TV ministry than any other thing. And we want to thank God for that, for giving us the opportunity to be able to reach out to the nations of the earth, to reach out with the word of God. Jesus said, those things I tell you in secret, say them from the housetop. That was like the message Jesus gave to us in the scriptures. Those things that I tell you in the secret corner, say it from the housetop. The housetop is the broadcasting industry. See, Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Matthew Gospel chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus said, the things I have taught you, the things that I said to you, say on the housetop. In those days, they didn't have all these TV and radio. They didn't have all these things. If you want to make an announcement, you go on top of the house, on top of the building. While you are standing there, you can now speak into the, you know, some like a cone. You make the announcement from the housetop. In those days, that was how they were able to reach the masses. So there were no loudspeakers, there were no microphones, there were no radios, there were no TV then. So Jesus was using that. He said, look at it, Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Matthew's Bible is 10, verse 27. Jesus said, the things that I said to you, go and broadcast it on the housetop. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus was talking about today. In that scripture, Jesus was talking about today. So the thing that I've taught you, the thing that I've said to you, I want you to proclaim it on the housetop. I want you to say it louder. Say it in the brightness of the day and let the whole world hear it. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know. Let a whole world know, let a whole world know. So let it fly in the sky, let a whole world know that the King is in residence there. Joy is a flower flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. Joy is a flower flown high from the castle of my heart, for the King is in residence there. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know that the King is in residence there. Jesus has commissioned us to proclaim this word on the housetop. Oh yeah, you find it in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, proclaim this gospel on the housetop. See, prophetically, Jesus was talking about today, because today we have the equipment that can you can talk to the whole world just from one spot. I tell you, it's one of the greatest opportunities that God has given to us in this generation. In the days of the Apostle Paul, Apostle Paul had to be on horseback and travel so much distances. You know, Apostle Paul had to, you know, travel a lot to take the gospel to the nation. But today we are privileged to have our internet radio and television ministries traveling around the world with the gospel message of salvation, message of salvation that brings healing, deliverance, and blessing to the people around the world. You know, we need to give God the glory for giving us such privileges. You know, it's a blessing. you know, that you don't have to look for money to start traveling, start traveling, you know, with all the dangers and all the issues surrendering those type of travel. You know, now you can proclaim the gospel to every nation from right from your house. You can reach nations. See, we thank God for that. And here in this ministry, God has been faithful. Many of you have been supporting this ministry, helping to put us on air every week. And we thank God for you. God bless you and reward you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for more people to come in and join us in this endeavor to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. And God laid my heart that this is my 56th birthday coming up on Monday, just 3 days from now. And God laid in my heart to share with every one of you, my viewers, my listeners, my partners, my associates, my well-wishers, my friends, my relatives, my relations all over the world, that you should be a part of this program. And what you do, God wants you to sow a seed into this ministry. Give whatever God lay your heart. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. $1 million is not too big. $1 is not too small. Anything God puts in your heart is welcome to this ministry. And I tell you, it's going to be used for this ministry of broadcasting the word of God to the nations. And we are expanding. We're getting more channels, more stations. We're going to have our radio station built and bought. And then we're going to have our full equipment in place. We're going to have gospel vans. We're going to have staff. And all these things are coming up. We need millions of dollars to do this. And we want you to be a part of what God is doing. So this birthday, my 55th birthday, I've dedicated this to bless the work of God, the Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry. Whatever gifts you're going to send will be used 100% for this work in this ministry, to make sure this gospel is broadcasted to the nations every week. This word is going to the nations every week. And you can use your PayPal. The PayPal, you have all this information on our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com, 24hoursprayers.mysite.com. You can use any of the methods there to send your donation. You can use the PayPal if you want to. You can use the Cash App. You can use the Zelle. We have all this information on our website, and you can even use our bank account to reach us. And when you give to God in this ministry, God always blesses you, he rewards you, he rebukes the devourer for your sake, and he opens the windows of heaven and pours you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. And we here are going to be praying for you every now and then, for more blessings, more favor, more grace upon your life and upon your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is going to bless the works of your hands. And whatever you do, it shall prosper. The blood of Jesus covers you and your family. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to take part in this program, this vision God gave to us. It's a divine vision, which God gave to me when I was still in Nigeria. I remember God gave me the privilege to preach this gospel on radio and TV stations in Nigeria. I remember ROS TV. I remember NTA, Port Harcourt, and so many other stations. Even when I traveled to African countries, it's the same thing. Now here, it's expanded. We are expanding to reach Europe, India, China, the Philippines, and around the globe, Canada, Australia, they are hearing us every week, and God is touching life, people getting healed, getting saved, getting blessed, getting delivered, and we want to thank God for the opportunity we have given to us to be able to book out the word of God to the nations of the earth. So God laid in my heart that this birthday coming on the 9th of October, between now and October 10th, I want you to sow a good seed into this ministry. And you can go to our website, you see the various methods of sowing the seed there. You just send it across to this ministry, and I tell you, God will reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. He has never failed before, he will not fail now. And we pray God to bless you all and your families, your churches, your ministry. And whatever you lay your hands on to do, you shall continue to prosper. What are we doing right here on earth? For me to live is Christ, that is gain. What else are we going to do if it is not the preaching of the gospel? Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13 says the whole purpose of man on earth is to keep his commandments and to serve him. That's why we are here. We are here in this world to serve the Lord. We are not here to do other things. All other things are secondary. The primary thing is seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall be added unto you. So we are not here in this world, you know, to just live in this world. We are here to serve God. That's our purpose. Look at this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, King Solomon, he wrote it, said the whole purpose of man on earth is to fear God and to keep his commandments. We are here to serve God and to do what God wants us to do. We are not here for any other thing. Our whole purpose on earth is to serve God, to love God, and to keep his commandments. That's what we are here for. Every other thing is second. Every other thing in secondary. So we encourage you, use the Cash App, send in your donation to help this ministry. Use the Zelle. We have Zelle, the Zelle number 240-828-9374. Our Zelle number is area code 240-828-9374. And then we got the Cash App. The Cash App is the dollar sign, capital letter S as in saving, and then B-I-O-K-O-R-O. You can use any of those, or you can use the PayPal and whatever system you want to send us checks or money order. Go ahead and do whatever God lay your heart. God will continue to reward you. He's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, yes. And I tell you, God will bless you abundantly for playing a part, a role in this ministry. Yes, I want to thank every one of you who have been very supportive and helpful to keep this vision on all these years of broadcasting the word of God to the nations of the earth. I tell you, God will continue to reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. You are all welcome to call and our phone number, area code 240-828-9374 or 202-460-7110. We are here to receive your prayer and request. You can email us, text us, and God will minister to you through this ministry in the name of Jesus. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Wish you all God's blessings and God's prosperity and abundance upon your life and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, text it, tweet it. Let it go viral and bless the whole world. And let them know that Jesus loves them and we love them too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I long to tell the story of Jesus and his throne, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. With ones to he belongs, they are weak but they are strong. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see.